Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Sisters United. Yes, look, we got an awesome show for you today. I'm going to be asking questions like I did last week. I just want to ask, is everybody okay? Now, I want you to pay attention to the comment section. You have to allow StreamYard to post your comments. So when you click on a comment, you post a comment, it can show up and we can share your comment on the screen. So I'm hoping that you share something good. How about that? So again, welcome to Sisters United, where we are uniting sisters to inspire, encourage, and empower. Most of the questions I'm going to be asking today, baby, they are serious questions, but it's just to give you an opportunity to get to know the host of the show, okay? Our hosts are Glory, we have Rita, we have Davita, we have Keisha, okay? And baby, let me tell you, when God gave me these hosts, baby, I knew I had picked up. Listen. Hey, Glory, what's going on?
Hey, Glory.
Oh, good morning. Uh-oh, I like this hair. Let me see. Yes. So what's going on? How you been?
I'm good. I had recovered from a stomach virus 2 days ago, but I'm shook back now.
Yeah, somebody else told me about a stomach virus that little girl had went over to to spend the night at somebody's house for a sleepover and said that everybody in the house had a stomach virus. She said she went to pick her daughter up and she quarantined her daughter.
Wow.
With the stomach, yes. Yeah. It was bad.
My little daughter first, my son, and my oldest daughter.
Wow. Well, you know, we praying, believe in God. You know, a couple of other people are being affected by COVID. One of my husband's childhood friends passed away from COVID. Not everybody. Some people are getting COVID and they don't have any symptoms. And then you got some people that get COVID and it's like it wreaks havoc, you know. So it's like, you know, we have to constantly be in prayer. We have to constantly use wisdom. Make sure that we are doing the things that we are supposed to do. Washing our hands, putting on our face masks. This is real, y'all. Even though they are doing, they have this vaccine going around or whatever. You know, they started with the elderly, you know, so it's still an age group that's not being vaccinated. So how do you feel about the vaccine?
I'm not in agreement. I feel like there's another strain that's worse than the first one or the second one. So which vaccine was for which strain? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just has me. I have a lot of questions about it. You know, like they're saying, like the first one was really worse than the first one.
Yeah.
So when did y'all make the vaccine? And you know, the vaccine is like every strain of COVID. Like, you know, I just have a lot of questions.
Yeah. And I run into a lot of people that say they're not getting it. You know, some people are skeptical of the side effects. You know, how will it affect their body? You know, and then you got different people putting out different posts that they took the vaccine and this what happened to me. And people, you know, videos where they can't walk and they having trouble doing, you know, so it's kind of like you got to use faith. You got to ask God, Lord, you know, do I take this vaccine? You got to ask him. But at the same time, you know, we got to use wisdom. You know, we have vaccines for so many different things. Now we, you know, got to use wisdom. And I agree with you. I did hear about another strand of it, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, so what do we do? So I think it's just a prayer thing. I know my husband and his mother, you know, they do dialysis. So they have to go ahead and take the, you know, take the vaccine at their clinics, you know. So, yeah. So, you know, we just had, like I said, a lot of feedback. Okay. Okay, Vita, tell us, is it feedback from me or is it feedback from Glory? Let us know. Because if so, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Glory?
I can hear you. I'm muted.
Oh, okay. Okay. What about now?
No.
Okay. All right. Let me see. What else? I want to go into these questions, but I'm trying to wait for. Vita and Rita. I don't know if Vita coming on today, but I'm waiting on Rita. So, because I got some questions, we're going to be playing Would You Rather? Oh my God, Would You Rather? Oh, yes, we're going to have some fun. I need, you know, we all need some laughter right now in our lives. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. When you, Vita say when you talk, she hear feedback. So, ain't nothing going on in the background, is it?
Nothing. It's an echo. Let me get off and I'm gonna get back on.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
All right.
I'll be here. So again, we're gonna play Would You Rather. Now I can use participation from my video audience. How about that? Okay, so first question. I need everybody that's on this live to go ahead and say hello so I'll know, so I can see you're coming and I'll know who I'm asking the question to. So if you are on the live, say hello, put hello, this is so-and-so. Because I think I have some people on here, but it's saying Facebook user. So say hello. Say hello to me and tell me your name so I'll know it's you. Okay. Oh, we got Rita coming on in. Come on in, Rita.
Hey,
come on morning. In. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. You said what now?
I'm saying I can barely hear you. I don't know if it's my phone. Probably is. Hold on.
Okay. All right. So, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm going to leave out and come back in.
Okay. Okay, y'all. So, we're playing Would You Rather. So, if you're in the comments, say hello. Tell me your name. And I'm going to ask you a question. And then I want you to post which one you would rather do. Okay? That's how you play Would You Rather. Okay? Now, hey, Frisky. We got Frisky on here. Okay. Who else do we have? Good morning. Who else do we have on here? Somebody said hello, but I need your name so I know who I'm talking to. Okay, because I'm going to ask some questions, baby, and I need some answers. You never know. I might have a giveaway coming up. So I need you to say hello. My name is... Okay, so I know who I'm talking to. We're going to get into Would You Rather. In just a minute, I'm going to give y'all time. I want to know who said hello. Okay, who said that? I need to know your name. All right, let's see. Oh, it's DeVita. Hey, DeVita, what's going on? All right, so let's get into Would You Rather. All it takes is two, three people. I'll count myself. All right. All right, so let's see. The first question, would you always have to tell the truth or always have to lie? Now, that should not be a difficult question if you are an honest person, okay? Be honest. Hey,
Hey.
Now, again, the question is, always, would you always have to tell the truth or always have to lie? Now, I'm going to give a scenario because sometimes our friends will be going through some, hey, Keisha.
Hey.
Our friends will be, okay, how much time do you have to decide? This is one of our listeners. We're doing Would You Rather. You know I got to have games to start off with. Okay. I need you to decide right now. Would you rather have to always tell the truth or always have to lie? Penny, not today. Penny goes after my mailman. Penny, really? Okay. Yeah. So, we have Frisky says probably the best answer is true. That's right. You know, because sometimes we feel like we can't tell the truth to certain people because we don't want to hurt their feelings and all that kind of stuff. What do you think about it? What do you think about it, Rita? Penny.
I think I would rather tell the truth.
Amen. Amen. Yes, rather tell the truth. That's right. All right, let's see what we got. All right, look at us. We back in here. Let me see if I can get this. Because I got a duck. There we are. Okay. So, Keisha, go ahead. What you have to say on it?
I didn't get the whole question. I'm sorry.
Would you rather? And this is just to get us started because I know everybody answered this. Would you rather always have to tell the truth or always have to lie? That's an easy one.
And it froze up, so all I heard was
I froze up.
Yeah.
Always have to tell the truth or always have to lie.
Tell the truth.
But what about when they say you can't handle the truth? I'm just playing.
It's too much.
That's right. Okay. Next question. The next question is, would you rather never be able to speak again or have to say everything on your mind? Which one?
Oh, Lord.
Which one? Come on. We're talking to you in the audience, too. And what's your answer?
I would have to say what's on my mind because I have to be heard.
Okay, I think. Okay, Rita, what you think?
Wow. I would have to say it was on my mind.
Huh? I know that's right. Yeah. Okay, Glory. Yep, I'm finna fix it too.
Okay.
If you have headphones, you can use headphones. It'll cut out some of the noise in the background. I don't hear any noise, but
I would rather tell the truth and say what's on my mind.
Yeah.
I feel like a whole lot of stuff in. It just makes it worse.
So I gotta say what's on my mind. Coming with my headphones. If you got headphones, put them on so we can get a clear show. Okay, what about now? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you. Is some of the echoing gone?
I don't hear no echo at all now.
All right.
I don't hear echo at all.
Awesome sauce. All right, now let's get back to business. Would you rather be able to, would you rather never be able to speak again or have to say everything that's on your mind? Now, y'all got to think about that. You got to say everything that's on your mind. This ain't about, let's be real. This ain't just road rage. You're going to have to say everything.
Oh, wow.
That's on your mind. My God. Okay. All right. Oh, let me get my answer. I'm going to just have to say everything that's on my mind and ask God to just
help you.
Help me.
Renew the mind, Lord.
Renew it, Jesus. Renew it.
Renew the mind.
Okay. All right, here we go. Would you rather be allowed to wash your hair only once a year or be forced to wear wet socks for the rest of your life? Oh.
Wash my hair once a year, Alex, for 5,000.
Baby, I'm not doing wet socks.
Ooh. Wet socks for 2 minutes is torture to me.
Oh my God.
A water on a rug, like stepping on a wet rug. Ooh. That reminds me of wet socks. No, I have to figure it out.
That one is very interesting because then I can't go a whole year with just washing my hair once a year. That's
if you have on wet socks,
like.
Oh,
you gonna have foot fungus and no feet gonna free breathe that. I mean, no,
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth. You plead the fifth. I don't blame you. I'm gonna just be straight up. I'm not gonna have no wet feet. I'm sorry. I can't do the wet feet. I can't even do the floor cold. I can't.
No wet feet either.
Wet socks. It's wet socks. That's what gets me. Well, wet sock, baby, I'm gonna have a fit. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't care what nobody say.
But then dirty, itchy, stinky hair all year, too.
Well, you can clean your scalp. They say you couldn't wash your hair. Me and Sea Breeze will be best friends on that scalp.
Got to know it. Right up in this scalp. Part it. Mm-hmm. Clean it.
Pat, big old that hair. Like this, the big one.
Ooh, but you're going to have some long hair by the end of the year. Ooh, oh, yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
All right. All right, y'all. What time we got? Oh, okay. We got time. Okay, the next question. Would you rather be your live version of The Walking Dead or being the real life version of American Horror Story? Have y'all ever watched those?
No. I can't do either one of them.
I can't either. Because The Walking
Dead. Like zombies. Neither one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And American Horror Story, those real stories that happen really bad for people? Is that what that is?
No, American Horror Story. Listen,
I never
pick real. You. Listen, okay. Let's move to the next question.
Okay,
y'all right. We don't want neither one of them. Okay, would you rather? Okay, y'all. Y'all gotta have a sense of humor for this one because I'm going to read it. Would you rather? Help me, Jesus.
I'm trying to get it together, y'all. Y'all listen to the whole phrase, okay? Would you, don't start praying. Would you rather run your tongue down a New York sidewalk or press your tongue into a stranger's nostril? That's what it got.
Okay, I didn't hear the first question froze up.
Would you rather run your tongue down a New York sidewalk or press your tongue into a stranger's nostril?
Okay,
come on, you gotta answer.
Next question.
No, we're not gonna do it. This is the fun part. Come on.
No, well, it ain't supposed to be.
What she said?
You know, I ain't no, not to never.
I apologize, but anyway, would you rather have the hiccups for the rest of your life, or always feel like you are about to sneeze but you can't? Boom.
I'm gonna have to
know.
Take you about to sneeze.
Like, oh no. The hiccups give you headaches.
That about to sneeze is murder, though.
But the hiccups, too. I know why babies cry. You know when babies cry, they have hiccups and they cry. One time I had hiccups for like a day and a half. It was a bunch of tears. No, not the rest of my life. Ooh, I can't stand it.
I would do hiccups.
You would do hiccups?
Cause that's sneezing on the verge, and you can't. It's so annoying. And I mean, continuously is no.
Cause you be walking around.
And you try to sneeze.
Yeah, you walking around. I was talking about. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you be or hiccup. You just be hiccuping everywhere.
But that's hiccups for the rest of your life, though.
But sneezing for the rest of your—I mean, about to sneeze for the rest of your life—that's, I can't stand it. Like, it's so annoying.
Okay, next question. Okay, y'all. Okay. Would you rather use sandpaper as toilet paper, or use hot sauce as eye drops?
I didn't hear the first part. I don't know. Is it freezing up for everybody else, or is it me?
I think it's you, because you got stuck you got stuck like three times.
Okay.
Okay, so would you rather use sandpaper for toilet paper or use hot sauce as eye drops? Would you rather?
Sandpaper for toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Or drop hot sauce in your eyes.
Yeah, sandpaper
for toilet paper.
I'm with the girl. I'm with y'all. I can't. Yeah. No. Okay. Last question. And we're moving on to our topic for the day. All right. Would you rather be stinky for the rest of your life or be itchy for the rest of your life?
Well, either way it go, you're going to be itchy.
Because if you stay itchy,
I'm like, what?
If you're itchy,
I'm
going
to
be itchy. Yeah, give me some oatmeal or something to calm me down a time. But no, I'm going to take the bath, okay? You got to wash the butt, okay? Got to wash the
butt. Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, my Lord.
Itchy.
All right. Oh my Lord. Well, thank God we made it through that.
Yes.
That was the last question.
I am
girl, I thought it was safe when it started off. Would you rather tell the truth or tell a lie? I was like, this is gonna be easy. Cause I purposely didn't read the questions before I promise I won't do that again. Okay. All right,
so
ladies.
The people send you the questions. Where do you get the questions from?
Well, I got these from Pinterest.
Okay.
You know, I just look up questions because I you know, have a little fun at the beginning of the show. Okay, let's get into our topic. I think it, who is it, Rita? Who dropped that insecurity? Who dropped Rita. The topic? Come on, Rita. Start us out.
I think at the end of the show last week, we kind of started going off into our insecurities and things that we like, we need to learn, or things that we don't like, quote unquote, about ourselves. So, it'll be a great topic to talk about insecurities, because every woman, not just women, but just being a platform for women, but most people, everybody has something that they don't, quote unquote, like about themselves. Mm-hmm. So, I think I thought it would be a great topic to discuss that. How, you know, we all have these flaws that we tend to don't like about ourselves. And I'm always at this point. Is this feedback from my end or everybody?
Yeah, it's a little feedback from you.
If you mute your phone, I think it will. If you're not talking, if you mute, it's better.
Yeah, it's better. So yeah, I was just saying that. So often we have issues and points of concern and things that we don't tend to like about ourselves. But my thing is, I always try to go by the serenity prayer, you know, those, Lord, help me to change those things that I can change. And for those things that I cannot change, help me to accept them, you know, because a lot of times there's things like, I know we was last week talking about like our nose or our head or whatever the case may be that you tend to not like about yourself or somebody likes to point out. But some of those things are physical traits that you cannot, quote unquote, change. So we have to learn how to accept who we are. And that goes back into the my favorite saying is, I am enough, being able to accept who we are and who God created us. Because me personally, I just feel like we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that God made no mistake about us. But of course, we always trying to find ways to enhance, quote unquote, enhance ourselves and do things, you know, accept for who we are. You have some people that go to the extreme to try to make themselves something that they're actually not. And because they don't fully accept who they are. And I think it's okay for us to accept who God created us to be, you know, and that's like all of us, you know, all everything about us. So we have to learn to accept, and those things that we can change, work on changing them. And like I said, it just kind of goes into just knowing that you are enough, and whatever, however God created you, you got to speak affirmations to yourself, knowing that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. But however God made me, he took his time and made me. He pieced me together just the way he wanted me. I always be like, oop, I stopped growing in fourth grade. I always had that little joke because I'm like, still the same height. So it's like, but those types of things, you know, people have their little short jokes or whatever, but those are things you cannot change, you know, it's DNA, you know. And so we just have to learn to accept who we are, who God created us to be. Everything about us, our nose, our ears, our eyes, our head, whatever the case may be that we, quote unquote, don't like. So that's kind of just how I was thinking about it, because I know we were starting to get into it. And I know it's a lot of different women, young women or I speak with, that don't like themselves. They deal with low self-esteem. They deal with these issues. And when you deal with low self-esteem, it kind of knocks off everything else in your life. Because if you don't love you, then how do you expect somebody else to love you? You know, I always like, you don't love, you have to learn how to accept and love who God created you to be. You know, yes, you have this. Yes, this is an issue. Yes, it doesn't look like everybody else's. But I say you'll find the most, what you consider the most beautiful person in the world. And I guarantee you, they have a flaw, something that they don't like about themselves. And you kind of be like, well, how you so pretty in your eyes? You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And so, and it's like, you look at this person that's gorgeous and flawless, and I guarantee you, you talk to them, they're going to be like, well, I don't like my, and you know, so it's just, I think it's just something that everybody kind of sort of deal with, but I think as women, we have to learn to accept, and we have to understand that we are worthy in spite of what we dealing with, whatever we feeling like, we are worthy. Guess we all have flaws, and if somebody say they don't have flaws, they lying. They lying. Everybody have some type of issue of something that they don't like, that they are dealing with. You know, so it's not, you're not alone when you're dealing with those issues or whatever. So our goal is to try to empower those that are dealing lower, feeling like they're lower than scum of the earth because of what they look like, because of what they think they supposed to be. Because when you deal with low self-esteem, it kind of, it's a domino effect. Then you don't feel like you're worthy. So then you start settling for less. You start doing things that you're not, you know, your character taking, you know, that's not really in your character because you're trying to fit in as to what you think that you're supposed to live up to.
That's true. That's true. That I not, like that you, know, I like, oh, hold on, hold on. I'm listening to the show on the, on Facebook. Well, that's true. I agree with you, Rita. You know, going back to when you were talking about, and some people say, well, why she got to talk about where your nose is, how your eyes, because whether where one person may not even care about all that, it's another person that's dealing with, they don't like their nose. I don't like it. Y'all know we've all seen people that go and cut themselves apart and redo everything because they have, you know, because they don't, when they look in the mirror, they don't see beauty. You get what I'm saying? When they look in the, when they go out in public, you know, I know dealing with low self-esteem in my own life when I was younger, you know, it was difficult for me to see myself like other people saw me. You know, a person could give me a compliment and I had a problem with what they said because I didn't see or feel the way, you get what I'm saying? And it really caused me to be, to hide myself. You know, I try to become something else. I try to figure out what was pretty. I try to, you know, when I was a kid, and it was horrible. You know, it was really a horrible thing. As I got older, I began to accept myself. I began to accept who I was and accept how I look, you know, and really be, but, you know, it also came with a relationship with God. But it's very important to know your value and know your worth, because if you don't, it's a lot of things in your life that you'll put up with that you don't have to. There's a lot of things you'll go through that you don't have to go through. You know, that's why it's important that you start with self-love and self-care, you know, and really, you know, a lot, let's, if we go into relationships, there's a lot of people that think they're ready for relationships, but they don't even have a good relationship with themselves. You know, you don't know yourself. You don't know what you're capable of. You don't know that God has put different gifts in you because you're so busy trying to be accepted and trying to be loved outwardly, you know, when you need to find it inwardly. You got to find it within yourself. You have to acknowledge that when God made you, he said, and it was good. You get what I'm saying? When he made you, he completed his work with you, you know? And a lot of times, even when women deal with being heavy set, you know, my daughter, when she began to gain weight, she really, I saw her self-esteem just go down. And I told her, I say, baby, I say, you beautiful, wrap some fabric around it and keep it moving, you know, because the bottom line is society has set a standard of beauty that really, honestly, nobody can live up to unless they are, you know, got different ailments going on. Have anybody watched the Salt and Pepper biopic? And I think it was Salt that talked about how she was throwing up trying to stay a certain size, and she was, you know, and because she was in a industry that looked at how you look, you know, they looked at the color of your skin, how light you are, how you know, dark you are, how skinny you are, if your nose is big, if your lips are too ethnic, and all kinds of stuff, you know, just ripping people apart, you know, to get that image of what's beautiful. And that image is not real. It's not real. It's not real. You got to look in that mirror And you got to say, hey, God made this. No, I have to do it myself. Sometimes right now in my life, I have to get in that mirror and say, girl, look at that nose. Look at it. Look, God put, look at them eyebrows. Girl, look at you. You got it going on. Because I got to be my own cheerleader. You know, that's what I'll say about that. Anybody else want to say something on it?
I want to say, this is something that I read it, from the internet. It said that the root cause of all insecurity is fear. And it's shaped by our past experiences. Feelings of worthlessness as a child usually carry over into adulthood, impacting our self-perception and how we interact with others. In other words, fear of certain traumas that triggers, you know, your self-esteem as a child. You know, you may be the most beautiful, you know, person on the outside, but certain seeds that's planted at when you were a child, even before you even formed in your mother's womb, or when a mother first gets pregnant with a child and she automatically rejects a child. Oh, I don't want this baby. I'm not ready for a child. It's like there's already a curse that's being spoken over the child before the child is even born. So most people don't even know that they, why they're insecure, and they can be very beautiful, something kind people, nice people, but they're very insecure because of something that was spoken over their life from birth, you know, not even being entered into the world. You know, a mother, oh, this child ugly, or, you know what I'm saying? I don't want this child. I'm not ready for a child. I didn't want children. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give this child away. You know, these are seeds that's planted into a child before they even, you know, come into the earth. So I think a lot of people who deal with insecurity, it comes from things that's been spoken over their life before they even, you know what was said. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's the root of most insecurity, low self-esteem, not knowing who they are, you know what I'm saying, or not knowing, you know, the capabilities of what they have within themselves. Doubt.
That's true. I think I love the way you talked about going back to birth. Y'all know I always talk about you got to get to the root of a thing, you know, and I think that's key, because a lot of, like, I have a sister that she anoints herself as the black sheep of the family. She just anoints herself as that. And but I tell my other siblings, you have to understand where a person is coming from and what they went through. You know, sometimes we think what we saw was what they went through, but their experience with what they went through or experienced, you know, as a child is their experience, you know. And I do believe that if you deal with the root, deal with where this low self-esteem came from, because I can tell y'all where mine came from. And I love this woman, but my grandmother used to talk about how big my eyes are. And you know, she had this saying, and people laugh when I say it, but she used to sing this song, big lip, bubble lip, big eye, potato chip. What she was talking about was my eyes, how big my lips were, you know, and she would say stuff like, you look like your daddy, people, you know. But we all love my grandmother. But I carried those things with me throughout my life. And those are the main things that I have problems with sometimes. When I was younger, my hair was short. You know how they say you got that black, what they used to say, slave hair? Baby, they lay into you. Well, I was in the country. They used to say stuff like that. Black gal. My uncle used to call me spooky. Spook meant black, you know. So it was different things that sometimes we say as parents or as older people, we'll say it to a child or in front of a child. They'll hear it. We don't know how they're taking that. You get what I'm saying? And so I carried a lot of stuff with me throughout my life. You know, oh, she dark. Oh, there's a little black gal over there. So I had a skin issue. You know, I had a, you know, And those are issues I had to give back to the person that gave them to me. You get what I'm saying? I had to start saying, okay, you can take this back. Okay, you can take this back. So that I could begin to find out who I am, what I'm, you know, and get, but sometimes it'd be so much garbage in a way till you want to feel beautiful. You want to feel accepted. You want to feel, you know, but you can't get to where you need to be because it's so much garbage. It's so much stuff. My mama said, my daddy said, my auntie said, you know, or somebody in your family, a sister or brother was treated better than you. And you know what I'm saying? It's all these little things that get in the way of you feeling like a whole person. You get what I'm saying? You feeling like a beautiful person. But like I say, you have to give that stuff back to people who gave it to you. Hey, uncle, take this back. You know what I'm saying? People love to call me Spooky. That was my nickname. But I reject it. I reject it because I'm not, you know what I'm saying? That was what my uncle wanted to call me. But that's not who I am today. So when my cousin be like, what's up, Spooky? I'll be like, that's Queenie, boo. That's Queenie. So that I can help them step into where I am. And some of them may never come. But I don't need for you to, I'm not going to allow you to keep me somewhere. You get what I'm saying? So it is, I think it's a journey to come out of insecurities. And I think that if you do the work for it and you don't let stuff keep, like sometimes we let people get away with stuff because you love them. But at the same time, that's tearing you down. You can't let people get away with stuff. Hey, don't say that to me no more. You know, don't talk to me like that. Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm one of the people. Hey, don't talk to me like that. You're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who you think you're talking to, but don't talk to me like that. You know, I don't care how safe I am. There's some things I'm not. Hey, chill. I'll tell you, walk away. Because I'm not going to deal with that. I did too much work to get out of that place. And I can't allow anything to come back and drag me into it. Let me be quiet. Go ahead, somebody.
Okay, I was just going to say that the mirror, let me tell y'all something. That mirror is a very important thing to me. You can get in that bathroom because usually the bathroom has the biggest mirror. Get in that bathroom in that mirror and you can be able to be real with yourself. You can't be real with anybody else, you know, and sometimes you have to talk yourself through certain things, you know, like in your life or whatever. And I love what you say when you said, don't allow people to make it. You know, I say all the time, I am the master of teaching you how to treat me. You know, just because you do so-and-so and such-and-such to this one, and that one, that don't work for me. Everybody else, maybe they have conformed to being in a box. I don't feel like I was made to be in a box. You know, it's a confined area and I'm so much more than that. You know, and another thing that, and I was talking about this the other day, you know, when you're younger things, now my mother, let me tell you, my mother, my Shiro, I've always been thicker than others, you know what I'm saying, in school or whatever. And when I was a twirler, I think I weighed about 175 pounds, same height I am right now. So I wasn't big at all. But the twirlers where I went to school were much smaller. The lady was trying to tell me I was too big to be a twirler. My mama said, do you want to twirl? Now, I can't make them pick you, but if you twirl last year, if you want to twirl, they're going to allow you to try out. You know, so my mother was an intricate, you know, factor in the way that I feel. And when, you know, a lot of the times, and I'm not saying get over it, because like you were saying, Queenie, your truth is your truth. Whether there are two truths, what everybody else sees, and what's actual and what you feel, both of them are very valid, you know. So, but at some point, you have to allow yourself to give things an expiration date. Everything spoils, you know, at some point. So, you know, you continue to drink that poison and allow it you mentally, spiritually, physically even, or, you know, you can decide that, you know what, you won't do this to me anymore. This is my life. you know, and you know, like you said, I reject that. You know, you won't call me this, 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 and that because that's not who I am. And I'll tell you in a minute, you know. I am a thick chick. I love a thick chick, but you know, hey, nobody's forcing that biscuit down my throat. You know, it's something that I have to do, you know, and you just have to love you. We are all perfectly imperfections, you know, and you just have to grab that. There's no perfect person. So I feel that we all should grasp the perfectly imperfections that have been, you know, allowed to us, and then, you know, walk in those things, because you have some people that are really struggling with some stuff, and people, you never know who's looking up to you. So if you can say, okay, you know, with me, it was my nose when I was younger. I never had an issue with it, but people always talk about my nose. And then I've had people say, oh, that nose finally grew into that body, you know, and things like that. That was fine with me because they had an issue with my nose. I never had an issue with my nose. And I would look at myself and I would go, I have my mama's nose. My mama, my Shiro. This is my mama's nose. You know, so it never bothered me, but it could have if I allowed it to, or maybe if my mama had issues with her nose, you know, and would, you know, always try to do stuff. I had a friend whose mama would tape the corners of her nose, put tape on the corners of her nose to try to, I don't know what she was doing, but my friend grew up with, you know, like an issue with her nose and eventually had nose surgery, you know, so just walk in your perfect imperfections, you know, whatever that is, love on you. If you can't love on you, you can't expect for somebody else to, you know, to love on you. You have to come to grips with your own self, because you will find yourself in a continuous cycle of trying to find friends that, you know, for whatever it is in your life that that you're not agreeing with. So that's what I have to say about that.
That is so true. That is so, you know, that's amazing what you just said about, and it's amazing, but I think about every time this conversation, I think is really a important conversation for women to have with each other. You know, we need a session where we tell each other, hey, girl, you beautiful. I look at you and I be looking at your hair. I love Keisha hair. You know, you know, and then I love the skill that Rita got. It's just different things that we pick up from one another. You know, I tell people, listen, if I see you with a bad wig on, I'm like, girl, tell me where is that? You know, but we have to learn how to love on each other, how to help build each other up, you know, how to help each other change our language towards ourselves. Because sometimes our language towards ourselves is detrimental. It's like these old, you talking about these old arms of mine? I'm telling y'all, let me tell y'all something. It's a lot. I love my mother a lot. Oh my God, I love Sister Cook. We call her Sister Cook because we was always at the church. But Sister Cook made me self-conscious about my arms because we was in a holiness church. Oh, them big old arms, you know. I was like, my arms be? You know what I'm saying? Then she was like, you know, cover that up. And because we was in one of them churches where you had to wear skirts to the floor. Your arms had to be covered up. You know, you couldn't wear earrings. You couldn't wear makeup. And you was a Jezebel going to hell, you know. So when I got older and found God for myself, you know, I had to be retrained. I'll say that. I had to retrain my thoughts. I had to reach, you get what I'm saying? I had to say, okay, let me wipe the board down, right? And let me just, you know, see what God says about me. And I read that scripture that says that I'm fearful and wonderfully made. And that just blew my mind. So, I mean, I got in a conversation with myself. So you mean the way how big my eyes are, God made it like that on purpose? You know what I'm saying? I had to begin to have a conversation with myself that was healthy. You get what I'm saying? even right down, like when I had to start taking blood pressure medication, so my hair started thinning on the sides, you know, it's all kinds of stuff started happening. And I listen, y'all, when your hair, you start losing hair, you understand me? For a woman, that was a major thing. But when I met my husband, he got saying, I ain't gonna ask you for no hair. I'm looking at him like, whatever. And after a while, I started to be able to accept that part of me and with glory. You get what I'm saying? Just like, thank you, Lord, you know, that I'm still here. But it's a banter, it's a conversation that we need to have with each other as women to build each other up. Because we can tear each other down so cold. Look at her legs, girl. Look at how she's shaped. Look how she look in that dress. Girl, look at that raggedy wig she got on. Ooh, listen. We have a serious problem within our female community that we can fix. We can help each other. You get what I'm saying? We can help build each other. And a lot of the insecurities we have, if we teach each other, hey, you are unique. You listen, God made you the way that you are. Come on, you are a designer's original. There's nobody that can be you. There's nobody that can do what you do. There's nobody that can look like you. Come on. I don't care how many surgeries they get. Come on. They can't look like you. You got to understand, hey. And then and that's the empowerment of it. I am who I am. Rita is who Rita is. You get what I'm saying? If Rita came in looking like me, I wouldn't know how to deal with Rita. Rita got to come in looking like Rita so I could, what, recognize Rita. You know what I'm saying? So we got to find the joy in being who we are, you know? And I think that would be a wonderful thing if we can be a strong sisterhood like that. Anybody else want to say something?
Yeah. I love this saying that says, why be a duplicate? Why be a duplicate of nature and original? Because a lot of times we expect other people to validate us, but our number one cheerleader is ourselves, supposed to be. You know, we supposed to be our own number one cheerleader. If nobody ever validates you a day in your life, you gotta know who you are. And I had dealt with low self-esteem when I was younger, and that's how I became. That's when I started the saying, I am enough, before I ever knew it was even out there in real life, until I researched it and found out there was quite a few people that had that thing going. But it's God had put it in my spirit to validate me and show me who I was through his word. He showed me who I all the things I began, you know, that I didn't like, or I felt like this, or I felt like that because of what people put on me, what people said about me. Now it don't even matter. You know, it's just like, you either love me, like me, or you don't. Boom, pow, period. You know, you ain't got to look at me, period. I mean, it is what it is, you know. I mean, we all still deal with it at some, you know, in certain levels of life, but you got to learn how to overcome it. And one thing that I realized at a young age, that it starts from within. I could build you up all day long. I could tell you, you beautiful, you this and you that. But if you never believe it, it's like, I don't know. It's spinning you in. It's a, like Queenie said, it's a process. You have to start speaking to yourself daily, affirmations. You know, you have to be able to not look at what society says is beautiful. Because like you said, we may never live up to what society says. You know I won't. I mean, those boundaries and what they have said out there, what they consider quote unquote beautiful, and 9 times out of 10, most of the people don't even think they're beautiful. They just living up to, you know, what their job required them to do. I'm like, it's not real, you know. So I just want to say, don't be don't be a duplicate when God created you to be an original. Start within. It's a process. Yes, you have to get rid of all of that stuff that people has put on you. You have to get rid of it. You have to understand and see yourself. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You have to look like Akeisha was saying, look in the mirror every day. Accept who you are. Love on who you are, because you can't be nobody else. You're the only person that can be you. Nobody else can be you. And I think it's an insult to God, you know, when we try to be somebody that we're not, because he didn't create us to be that. He created you for a purpose. He created you for a purpose on a purpose. A lot of people lose their identity and their purpose because they don't like who they are. And it's not about liking who you are. It's loving who God created you to be. Accept all of it. And like I said, those things you can change, change. And what you cannot change, love on it. Accept it. I can't make myself grow hot, taller. Like, you know, if it was up to us, we would make a whole lot of changes. But we're not the creator. God is the creator. He created us. So he created us in his image, in the way he wanted us to be. It's not about what we want to look like. I probably would have this. I probably would have that. Nah. At the end of the day, he's the creator. So love you.
Love you.
Love on you. Love who you are. And accept who you are. Because you're God's creation. That's all I have.
I want to give a shout out to Keisha's mother. Yes, yes, because that's a beautiful thing to have a mother that focused in on making sure that you had a foundation and knew truly who you are, you know, truly the uniqueness that is you. You get what I'm saying? Because when I first met you, when Keisha walked in, babe, Keisha, I was looking at her fro. I was like, who is this? Keisha has a presence. And I'm hoping that other mothers that watch this, that you understand that you are setting a foundation, and fathers too, you are setting a foundation for your daughter. If you treat her like she doesn't mean anything, she's going to be attracted to a man that treats her that way. And even people, not just a man, it's going to be people around her that's going to treat her like that, you know, and she's going to accept it because that's the only form of love that she understands. So if you want her to be healthy, you want her to do healthy things and attract healthy people, you got to teach her what healthy is by being an example of what's healthy, you know? And I think that we know the work that we need to get done. We talked about repeating cycles, right? Some of us know we are in a cycle, but we go back to that comfort zone of woe is me and people show up just to massage your ego and tell you, oh, you go, you know, come on. It's time to get rid of that and find out who you are, accept the beauty that is you. You get what I'm saying? I like to say this, it's time to get a life. Some people say that's a hard thing. Why she say that? No, for real. For real. It's time to get a life. It's time to see what you can do yourself. You get what I'm saying? I want to be like my grandmother. You don't know who your grandmother was. Your grandmother probably was miserable in her marriage, probably couldn't stand the fact that your mama married your dad. You know, if you don't know, be you. Be all that you can be. You can do whatever you put your mind to do. Come on. When God show you who you are, I just want to pump somebody up today. I want you, when you listen to this and you listen to us ladies, I want something in you, a switch to turn on in you to where you get up and say, hey, I am the most beautiful person in the world. I got this going. Look, put on your diva. That's what I'm going to say. Put your diva on. My daughter told me the other day, she said, I have to introduce everybody to my mama. Cause I was like, my mama is the coolest person in the world. I say, tell it, baby, because I am that one. But I do that for myself. You get what I'm saying? And I want my daughters to look at me and say, I got it going on. Cause one of them had to tell her man the other day, hey, you will not treat me like I'm a piece of trash. I say, go on, tell it, girl. She said, mama, I'll call you back. All right, honey. Y'all phone. But we gotta give people their voice and teach them how to get that voice that when they know that they're being treated wrong, they'll stand up for themselves right then. You get what I'm saying? That they'll say, hey, I don't have to put up with this. I don't have to go through this. I chose to be here and I can choose to leave. You have to get that voice. I like Keisha, I'm gonna say what I gotta say. That's right. So we want, when you listen to this, we want you to grab a hold. Ask God. If you got to get in outside in the backyard and yell till that voice come out of you, till them insecurities leave. If you got to throw some plates, whatever it is. I used to tell one of my best friends, let me drive you behind this grocery store and we're going to throw these plates until you. And she was like, well, I might cuss. I say, do what you got to do. I just need the voice to come out of you. I need it to come out. You know, I need you to stand up for yourself. I need for you to understand that you are beautiful. I need you to understand that you don't have to take in and everything that comes your way. I need you to understand that. And you got a right to say, no, I don't want to deal with this. So I'm hoping when you listen, I'm going to let somebody else talk in a minute, but I just got to deposit this. I hope that you understand. I don't care how old you are. You can be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, it's never too late to get your voice and start standing up for yourself. Because it's a lot of 60-year-olds that's sitting back taking some stuff that they don't need to be taking. Oh, I just been with him so long. What that mean? What does that mean? You are not sentenced to live out the rest of your life in bondage. That's not a sentence. God didn't set that up. Okay? And it's never too late to get out of it. All right, I'm done.
That expiration date. Gotta give things an expiration date. I love it. I'm telling you, I love it. You have to. And you decide. You know, I've dated guys that I've, you know, later found out that fight women and all of that stuff or whatever, wouldn't even raise their voice at me. You know, it's how you we didn't stay together long because I wasn't really in the pattern of you know, like the women that they have dealt with, you know, and things like that. And they knew I wasn't going to be pushed around. And they knew that I really wasn't the one, you know, yeah. I really wasn't the one or whatever. You have to find that love in you. You have to, you know, find the love in you. You and don't go from man to man. I mean, you know, if you're doing stuff like that, then, you know, it's going to be a continuous cycle. You need to be by yourself so that you can, you know, you can learn you, you know, you can learn you and love you or whatever, because if you're going, you can't be afraid to be by yourself. And I think that that's a lot of the times that people happen, but you have to love you first so that you'll know, you know, like what to establish, you know, the boundaries or whatever to establish with other people. Get in that mirror, and then I'm telling you, you in the mirror, it's just you in the mirror, and you don't lie to yourself. And fake it till you make it. A lot of people don't like you to say that, but if you believe, if you, just like those things that are negative about yourself were said enough and you believe those things, you can reverse that. Get in that mirror, talk to yourself, and just like you would sit up and point out, oh, I don't like this about myself, you find two things. Okay, we'll start with one. One thing that you truly love about you, and you tell yourself, find five different ways to tell yourself about that thing or whatever, and then come up with another one. And then you have two things. And after a while, everything that you felt like was wrong with you, you'll be like, well, hey, that really ain't so bad. You know, all right. My ears are a little big. Hey, I can hear a little better. You know, and things like that. You have to find a way to love you, because you can never truly love somebody else until you have that love for yourself. And I love when Rita said, I think it was Rita, either Queenie, was saying that, you know, we are, that was Rita, you are unique or whatever. We are unique, and God made us. I am God's Mona Lisa. Okay. It's not, he didn't make another Keisha. You know, I am me, and I love the me that I am, although not perfect, perfectly imperfections again, but I am. I'm God's Mona Lisa. So I try to be the best me that I could truly be.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies. It's time to sign off. So let's start with Rita.
Well. Great topic. I just want to say, make sure you understand first who you are. Like Quinny said, get that voice. You need your voice. Don't allow people to treat you like anything. Love who God created you to be, first and foremost. Before you can allow anybody else to love you, you must learn to love yourself first. You are your own priority. Thank you for joining us. I hope in some form or fashion that you were empowered, inspired, in some way. We will be here next Wednesday at 10 a.m. You all have a great day.
All right, Keisha.
All right, this is Keisha Robeson. Look, I'm in and out whenever I can be, whatever, but I love this platform because it allows us to empower. And that's one thing. So what I want everybody listening or that might see this later to do, I want you to find one woman that you don't even know and tell her something good about herself. That might be the only thing that she's heard all week that is right about her. You know, let's start right there. And give those things that you know are no good for you an expiration date. Do not allow them to stay in your cabinet.
I know that's right. I know that's right. All right, Glory.
Well, today was an awesome show. I'm excited about the topic. You know, I feel that this was something very necessary to discuss. I just want to encourage those who do feel like they've lost their, you know, security. I challenge you to get in God's word. I challenge you, you know, to get to the root of why. When you get your why, then God can deliver you your what. So, you know, I just want to encourage anybody, even if you have small girls, even men who have boys, I command you to speak life into your children, into your home, you know, to people who you are associated with. Speak life. Join us again next Wednesday.
All right.
All right. I love it. I love it. Yes. Find somebody, look, to encourage, you know. This Sunday I spoke on mercy, and mercy is you give it away and it comes back to you, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. If you're insecure in an area, find yourself compliment somebody else's. Find and draw close to those that see you, see more of you than you see of yourself. And I promise you, it will rise to the occasion. I also want to say, get to the root of it, just like Glory said. That's important. It's important to get to the root of it. It's important to confront those things that brought those barriers and walls up in your life. It's important to confront them so you can tear them down in the power of God. Amen. Okay. Love you all. Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? Possibly. God cares. Holding on, Jack. You better believe I